Blog Talk Radio.
Yay. Hello. Hello? Hello? Well, hello guys, welcome to Is That So Detroit. I believe we're still waiting on Kim. I don't know where she is, but I'll just fill you in. So today we're going to be talking about relationships, men's and women's, and specifically, it's called The Thirst. I don't know why she called it that. But I digress. Waiting on her.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Okay, I'm good. I was having technical difficulties.
Oh, okay. I kind of introduced this, but I don't know.
Yeah,
I guess
yeah,
we'll
I
get started. Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, I named it The Thirst because...
Yeah.
That's sort of what, you know, that's what people say a lot. Well, I say women say that a lot, right? If a guy is trying to holler, they'll be like, oh, he's thirsty. And so I thought that was fitting since we're going to be talking about, where is that line? Where is that thin line between what is appropriate, inappropriate for women and men to do when trying to, you know, talk to a person of interest or whatever.
All right. Okay. Thirst is real, right?
Yeah, the thirst is real. It is. At least
okay.
That's what they say, the thirst is real.
Yeah. All right. So, briefly, in your opinion, what is the thirst?
Okay. So, in my opinion... The thirst, and, okay, to make sure that everything is clear, this can apply to both men and women. So,
true.
The thirst is when, well, let's take it back to the origins, right? So, thirsty is an actual word, originated having nothing to do with relationships or anything like that. Of course, it just meant that you needed water. You were desiring some type of beverage
right.
to quench the feeling of needing water or liquid.
Right.
Now, when applied to relationships or people of interest, it pretty much means the same thing, that you are so desperate for satisfaction, that you might go above and beyond what is necessary to get the object of desire.
Okay,
so that's
above and beyond, right? You said above and beyond. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So what we're supposed to do, are we supposed to go above and beyond to get somebody or attract
that
somebody?
True.
So where is that line?
I think that it becomes like, okay, so when, you know, like if you're in a desert, for instance, and you're thirsty for water because there's a lack thereof, then you become delusional and you start seeing things where there aren't things. You will do anything to get to some water. I think it's the same way it is here. Like, yes, you are supposed to do something special to try to get a person that you are interested in. However, it's when you start to get delusional, seeing things where there aren't things, you know, you see mirages and stuff like that, that the thirst becomes real. Like, you see it a whole different reality than what's actually there because you are so thirsty, you can't even really decipher if this is something that you should be going after or if the person is actually interested back. So I think that's where the thin line is.
Okay, and I agree because I feel that if a dude or if a woman texts, you know, whoever, consistently, profusely, 5, 10 times without a response, okay, that's thirsty. You know, social media makes it pretty easy to see what's thirsty and what's not. If you message somebody out of the blue and tell them a whole bunch of in-depth stuff, you know, I consider that thirsty. Okay, I can deal with that. But if a man compliments you, or, you know, vice versa, I'm going to be fair, a woman compliments you, right off the bat, that shouldn't be considered thirsty, right?
I agree. And see, that's the next thing, though. So, of course, there are people who have taken it all out of proportion, and they want to act like, if I say hi on the street, I'm thirsty. No, you're just trying to make yourself feel better because you want to make it seem like somebody is thirsty for you, but they're not really. I'm just being nice.
Exactly.
So
okay,
I do agree.
Go ahead.
I do agree that a lot of women sort of blow things out of proportion just to try to make themselves look good, but it's not actually what the situation is.
Right. And I believe that, you know, a lot of thirst, I mean, obviously it's a lot of, you know, thirst going on, if you want to call it that.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of it, you know, isn't, and is confused with chivalry, you know, chivalry, open the door for the woman, you know, compliment her, you know, be a gentleman, you know. What's wrong with that, you know? Why can't I start up a conversation with you right out of the blue and tell you that you're beautiful, you know, I like what you're wearing, whatever, whatever. And if it, you know, leads me to ask you for a number or, you know, whatever else, or asking you out, you know, hey, what's wrong with that, right?
I
didn't respect the way, you know. And I can even deal with, you know, it not being the right time for you or you're not interested. Okay, but don't, you know, classify that as thirst or he want to be so bad, girl, you should have seen him. You know, he was just asking me out and just complimenting me and don't do that, you know. Just don't do that. I can live with, you know, you not being interested for whatever reason. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
May not like it, but hey. But don't, you know, belittle me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can see it. The only problem is that there are a lot of men who have ruined chivalry and just plain old being nice for men everywhere. because there are so many men out there that use those tactics for their own purposes just to try to get a girl. And very quickly, like, you don't live too long on this earth as a woman without learning really quickly that for a lot of men, nothing is just as it seems. Like, yeah, when you are a kid, you have all these flowery, rosy glasses, ideas like, oh, if a man just opens the door for me, he's just being nice because all men are these Prince Charming. Then you hit puberty and you realize that if a man buys you a drink, then he thinks that he has just bought you for the night. It's not, no,
right.
There
what's
is
that?
No.
What's that Lauryn Hill song?
Right, yeah.
Nothing. Yeah, okay.
Right.
Go ahead.
For real. So, like, yeah. there is no just being nice for a lot of men. So that puts women in a place where we're always on the guard. We're always on guard. And, yeah, do some of us take it above and beyond and act like men are being thirsty when they're just being nice? Yes. But for a large majority,
they are just
using chivalry as an attempt to slide in where they can fit in, get in where they can fit in.
Right. So in the process of guarding yourself, you might miss a good man. Or vice versa, you know, even though it's less likely, but, you know, a man might miss a good woman, you know, so is that all right? Or, you know, because, you know, you never know how many times you're going to find somebody that, you know, you might like, especially the way it is
That's
now.
True. That is true. And
yeah.
Speaking about that, like, back to, like, it's less likely. So that brings us to the question of, is it okay for women to be the pursuers, for women to sort of just go after men that they like? Like, is that
go
okay?
Ahead. Tell me what you mean. Are you asking me?
Yeah, I'm asking you. I have an idea, but
yeah.
I'm asking you as a man, what are your thoughts about that?
I don't know. Because at the end of the day, it comes down to if you're interested in that girl or not. Because, you know, I'll put myself out there and say I'm a little shallow, you know. Have standards. We all should have standards. It's okay. But, you know, I tend to let that kind of lead me. You know, if she's a good-looking girl and she showed me a little attention and she might say something or ask for my number, it happened on occasion. And, you know, I might be, you know, more likely to do that. It's okay. But if it's somebody I don't like, you know, or that I'm not interested in, I have been known on occasion to, you know, kind of, I don't want to say dog her out. But, you know, I tend to, like, bring it up in conversation with my boys. You know how I be with the boys. So, you know, is it okay? You know, I am kind of a, you know, traditional. I'm, you know, growing up in the church, you know that. The man, he who findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, you know, hey. So, I guess, you know, we rather pursue a woman, but, you know, within reason, it's okay if she kind of shows you interest, I guess. I actually prefer that way. If she shows me interest, you know, as opposed to just being guarded and me just having to guess, you know, if she likes me or not. I don't know if that answered your question, but that's how I feel about that.
It does. And it's funny that you should say that because I feel like the same thing is true for women. Like, if we were being honest with ourselves, if we want to say that a certain behavior is being thirsty, then we should call it thirsty for men who we're interested in and men who we're not interested in. But a lot of women, they will take behaviors from men that they're interested in and just be like, oh, yeah, he knows what he wants. He's straightforward. He's a man, you know, blah, blah, blah. But then if it's someone we're not interested in, then that's when that thirsty word comes out. That's when we're like, oh, he is so thirsty. But, you know, Idris Elba was just doing the same thing. You didn't call him thirsty. You said that he was driven, knew what he wanted, and was being a man. Like, you didn't call him thirsty. So I see what you're saying there. I see what you're saying. Now, I, too, think that ultimately men should be the pursuers. Because, now, you know, I, too, grew up in the church. But even beyond that, I feel like with men, like women are just emotional creatures for the most part.
Yes, very, very.
And men are driven. Men are like results driven. They want to get things done. So I think that it's easier for a woman to fall and fall hard than it is for a man. So I think that if a woman is the one that chases a man down, you could get into murky waters if the man decides one day, well, he's not feeling it. Oh, well, she chased me down anyway. At least if a man did the pursuing, he can't say, oh, you tricked me or you talked me into this or, you know, she chased me down. Like, I think that a man should know what he wants. I think he should ultimately be the one to pursue. But then, once he has pursued you, I don't think that it's okay for you to, like, play hard to get and not let him know where you stand. I think that as a woman, you should be honest. If you feel in him that he's pursuing you, if he's calling you, it's okay for you to call him back. If he texts you, it's okay for you to text him back. Even if he texted you a few times.
Why is that?
And then,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Why is that whole, you know, he got to text me first. What is that?
I think
he
got to
call me first.
Yeah. Well, that's what
I
was going to say.
I mean,
like,
okay, first, I mean, not at first, but after a period of time where y'all get to know each other,
right.
Y'all cool.
It's okay
you know.
For you to text him first. Yeah. I agree. You can initiate sometimes. I agree. Because you know what? That goes into marriage, too. Like, you know, it's like a age-old debate about even sexuality. And women feeling like the man should always initiate. Not so. Like, you can initiate sometimes. Like, it's a two-way street. And that's, but you know what? That all goes into how we've been sort of ingrained with this idea that women shouldn't, like, I don't know. It's like women are being mannish if they show any type of affection. Or if they know what they want in a relationship. And I don't think that's so. I do think that it all has its own place. So ultimately, like, I just saw on Facebook somebody posted where this woman was proposing to the man. And he was just sitting back like, yeah, she proposing to me. I think that's a bit
far.
You said
that's too far?
Man. Yeah, that's too far.
Okay, I agree with that. I can't agree with that. You know, certain things, you know, you just can't change or, you know, shouldn't be changed. And I think that's one of them.
Right.
Yep.
But calling somebody first or, you know, texting them in the morning instead of them texting you, it's okay to let them know that you're thinking about them. If you guys are in a relationship, you're not going to, like, throw in your whole hand by being like, oh, do you want to, you know, sometimes you want to hang out. So it's okay for you to be like, oh, let's go to the movies today. If you guys are in a relationship, the man doesn't always have to plan the dates or always ask you out on a date. You can initiate that sometimes, you know, as a woman. So,
I think
you would take offense to that.
No, not at all. Nope. I don't know. I just think that I feel like doesn't do anything for, you know, the whole, you know, women empowerment, you know, thing that's trying to, you know, that, well, not trying to, but has been, you know, the focus in the last, I guess you would say, 10, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, like I said, like, it's certain, like we both said, it's certain things that you can't change, but it's certain things that's not a problem, you know. A man doesn't have to do everything. At the same time, you
right.
know, he should make the move. He should set the tone, I guess you would say,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, what's going to happen. But, ladies, you got to give him that chance, you know?
Yeah.
You got to give him a chance. Don't just cut him off, you know, or, you know, whatever. But on the same, on the opposite end, you know, is certain stuff that's just blatant thirst, I guess you would say. Blatant.
Like, yeah.
Don't be a fool. Like, you know, don't be a fool. That's all I would say. You know, for certain stuff, if this dude's just, you know, it's 1 o'clock in the morning, you know, he sending you a instant message on Facebook or he DMing you on Twitter or Instagram, don't get his fool none of your time, man. You know, you're right to lay with thirsty, even though I don't like that word, you know, but it's the young people vernacular. And I'm a young people, so, you know, hey. But, yeah, don't give him none of your time. But I'm saying, same token, like, if it's somebody that's actually stepping to you correct, you know, don't just label him thirsty, you know. And if you're not interested, say so ahead of time.
Right.
And leave it at that. You know, don't be like, girl, he was so thirsty. He was asking me all these questions. He was blah, 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 blah. You know, because it just, it's just not a good look. And I'm not being sensitive. I'm not, you know, getting on a soapbox. I kind of am, but, you know, I'm not getting on a soapbox. You know, just, you know, saying what it is.
Yeah.
Thoughts about that?
I feel you. I agree. I think that it's kind of funny because with all of the women's lib that has gone on over the last few decades, you would think, and, well, you know what, it is true that women are a lot more forward now than they have been
right.
ever before.
Right.
That being
right.
said, we still fall into those same traps, like the thirst that just came up. So you would think that women sort of perpetuating this idea that some men who are just trying to be nice are, like, really out there would be something
right.
that we don't have to deal with, but it is. And I don't think that's ever going to change. I think that there will always be women who get their kicks by making it seem like men are sort of knocking down their door when that might not be the case.
Right. It's
but,
a defense mechanism or a point of emphasis or a rebuttal in case they, you know, trying to prove some or a rivalry with a female or something. I don't know. Is that what it is?
No, I think it's just surely that women, I don't even think it's a defense mechanism or anything like that. There are some women who just like to make it seem like men want them. And I guess it's like a bragging thing. It's like it makes them feel good about themselves if they can make other women think that men are chasing them when they're not really.
Right.
So, but that's something that men have been doing in locker rooms for how long? You know, I feel like back
yeah.
in Troy with their togas on, they were, like, in the cave with the other warriors, like, oh, yeah, I hit that. So,
is that a double standard?
Really.
Are you calling
exactly.
a double standard? Okay. Okay.
I'm just saying, like, you have. Yeah,
I'll take that one, yeah. All right. I'll admit
so,
when, you know, you got me, yeah.
So, yeah, you know, I think maybe it could use some chilling on both sides. Like, just chill with the lies. if someone is interested in you, I think that you need to respect them, because obviously they see something in you that's worth being interested in. And if you want to call that thirst, fine. But to me, that deserves respect, because you may be seeing something in me that I might not even be seeing right now. So I respect that.
Right. And I'm not speaking for the brothers that are thirsty, but I'm speaking for the brothers, you know, the good dudes out there, man. It take a lot, you know.
Yeah.
Even for the most outgoing person, it take a lot for them to, for a man, you know.
Yeah.
We're not supposed to be, but we're proud species.
Yeah.
So you know how much it takes for a man to be vulnerable enough to, you know, to go after a woman and tell them all this stuff, you know.
Right.
And have to deal with, you know, the possibility of rejection.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
It's hard. So don't just label me off or just dismiss me before you even, you know, hear my proposal.
Yeah.
Unless you're just not, you know, like I said, you know, it's certain times that it's going to happen that, you know, somebody's just not interested. But, you know.
Right.
I'm going to make a shirt that says, "Don't call me thirsty." I got to come up with a catchy slogan. It's not finished yet. But it's coming.
No, I mean,
and then
I think that's real. That's definitely real. And I think that we're at, as women, especially modern women, our generation, we are at a great disadvantage, because we have been indoctrinated to believe that men are not sensitive, that men don't have insecurities, that men just like this chase and they can take anything and they don't really have feelings, but they do. And it's putting us at a disadvantage because we are hurting our men and we don't even know it.
Right.
We don't even know
it.
So I think that there is something to be said about education, about, men have insecurities. So when you treat the way that you think it's cool to treat them because of media, because of movies, because of music, they may put on a strong face in public, but their spirits are broken. And ultimately, that's not good for anybody, right? And I'll speak to the black community specifically. Our men have already been beat down enough without us piling it on top by saying, "Oh, he's thirsty," when all he's doing is trying to let you know that he sees the beauty in you that the world tries to deny.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And women, don't get me wrong, there are some, you know, some dogs, it's some out here. Don't get it twisted, you know. When they come and you notice them, you see them from, you know, a long way away, you know, keep them away. But don't look at all of us like that. Give us a chance. You feel me? And, you know, my fellas that may be listening, you know, they're still Brave Life, OG, you know, man. So, you know, don't get it twisted. But, you know, I am sensitive too. So, Kim, that's another episode.
Good
episode.
Yeah, I think so. Got off to a rocky start, but, ultimately good.
So, thank you all for tuning in to Is That So? Detroit. We out. Peace.
We out. Peace.